Bezos Hashem Yisbarak, today's daf is Ayin Hey in Maseches Yuma. Our daf is full of Agadata. We are going to pick up on the last line on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, where Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, continuing from yesterday's daf, continue to argue about how to darshan certain psukim. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Ki yitim bakois eino yishalech bimei sharim. The pasuk in Mishlei is quite unclear. Literally, it means, do not look at wine becoming red. For to one who fixes his eyes on the goblet, all paths are upright. Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, Chad Omar, one says the meaning of the pasuk is, Kol hanoisin einoi bikoisoi, anybody who loves to drink, arayis kulon domos lov kimesher. He'll think that even znus is acceptable. And today, the two absolutely we see do go together as well. The Chadam and the other says, "Kol noisin eino bekaisai." Whoever focuses on drinking, kol ha'olam kula doime love kimisha. The entire world looks straight. Some say that means that the money of others looks straight. That's how Rashi learns, and others might say that because he's drunk, he doesn't have any sense of what's straight and what's not. Another pasuk they continue to darshan in Mishlei. Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Chaf Hei. Doga Belev Ish Yashchena. The Gemara, the Pasuk speaks about how dangerous anxiety is. Rebbe Ami Rebbe Asi Chad Amar Yashchenu Midaito. One says that it should be read not as Yashchenu, but as Yisichenu. He should banish it from his mind. That Yisirenu, to remove it from him. The Chad Amar, and the other says Lacherim. He should tell it to others, and maybe others will be able to help him. This is a source for therapy. Pasuk in Yishayo says, Perik Samech Hei, Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'nochash Ofar Lachmo, the snake eats dirt. Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, Chana Marfilu Oichel Koma Dani Olam, Toim Behem Tam Ofar. One says that everything that the snake eats tastes like dirt. He could eat the best food, but he's only happy, the snake is only happy when he eats dirt. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Bo Reish Lo Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'Dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different than man. Basar V'Dam Maknet Es Chaver Yorid Imo L'Chayev. If you upset somebody else, often what happens, then he tries to do everything to bring him down, to take revenge. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Einu Ken Kol HaNachash. He cursed the snake. Ola L'Gag Mizonosav Imo. He has an advantage. When he goes up to the roof, his food is with him. Yorei lamatam is onosav imo. So, HaKadosh Baruch on the one hand cursed him, on the other hand, his food was always there. I heard from my dear wife, Shetichia, that in a way this is also the other side, the back end of it is also a tremendous klala. And that is that the nachash never feels the need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven to him for food. Kilel es Kenan, Baruch Hu cursed Kenan, Ochel, Mashraba Ochel, Vashosa Mashraba Ochel, Kenan became Avodim. As the Pasuk says, Oru Kenan, Eva Avodim, Yilechav, yet, at the same time, he really doesn't have to worry about food, because he eats his master food. Kilel es Aisha, he cursed the woman, yet, Hakol Ratzin Achareha. Nevertheless, men are interested in marrying them. Kilas Adama called Nizonin Imenu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the earth still is the source of food. Klal Yisrael complains. Zacharnu es Adoga Shenei Ochel B'Mitzrayim Chinam. Our Agadita continues. Rav Shmuel Amar Chad Amar Dog Im Chad Amar Arayis. Does it mean literally fish or that Arayis was mutter to them? Man Amar Dichsiv Nochal. According to Mandamar that says that it's dogim, then it says nochal. Mandamar rayis tichsiv chinam. The one who says rayis says that the emphasis is on chinam. One way of explaining this Gemara, which is not the way that many explain, is that chinam means that there's no boundaries. Everything is free and open. Well, Mandamar rayis haksiv nochal. What's the Mandamar who says rayis can do with the word nochal? The Gemara says lishne ma'alya nokat. It's using the expression of znus in a nishma'aliyah d'chsiv, as the pasuk describes in Mishle, Achla Umachta Pia Va'amra Lo Palti Yavin. In regards to a woman who is Mizane, describes to her as doing Achila and saying, I've done nothing wrong. Ulamand Amar Dagim, My Chinam, why does it say Chinam if we're talking about Dagim? That would sound like Znus. Davi Maisen Lu Mefkeri, they would bring the fish from Hefkir. The Amar Marki Shay Yisrael Shovin Maim. Kosh Baruch Umazlehem Bisoch Mahamayim Dagim Ktanim Bichadeyim. That was one gift that we got in Mitzrayim, that we went to draw water. There was mayim, and there was dogim that came with that as well. Bishleim madamer dogim avol rayis lo pritzibuhu. If we're going to learn that they weren't parts bedogim barayis, but rather they had dogim, haynu desiv, we could explain the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, gano ul achosi kala galno ul mayan chosub. This pasuk praises that achosi kala, that the women of Klal Yisrael were sasum, that they were closed themselves off from the averos of arayis. However, elamandam arayis mayman mayan chosum answers the Gemara mehanech da asirin lo pritzibuhu, that refers to the other as isurim that they were usher to in Mitzrayim, like Bnei Noach, the Isser for Bnei Noach of Arayas, that they weren't Prutzim in the Mitzrayim. However, Halachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to raise themselves up to, which is Halachos that apply to us today, that they weren't careful in. It says Zagmar, Bishleim Laman Damar Arayas, if you're going to learn that what we're talking about is Arayas, Hainu Dichsiv Ayishma Moshe Asam Baichel Mishpachaysav, Aliske Mishpachaysav Shenesuam Lishkov Etzlam, the pasuk that describes Klal Yisrael in Shemos, that they then cried, this was in Bamidbar, that they then cried about what they had, L'mishpechosam. So what's Mishpechosam? Alishke Mishpechosam, that they no longer were able to be poritz geder, they no longer were able to do things b'mishpacha, that they had wanted and they had been lax in Mitzrayim. Elman Damer Dog my Bosh Bechosav. What does it mean that they were crying by the families? Answers the Gemara. Ha Vahava. They were crying on both. Enochanami. There's no question, according to both opinions, that they missed the Arayas of Mitzrayim. What else did Klal Yisrael complain about over there that we learn about in Bamidbar Yud Aleph, Esakishuim, Esavatichim? They're missing these fruits and vegetables. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chana, Maktam, Kol Haminim, Tam Obaman. Any food that you wanted, any taste you could get in the man. Tam Chameshus Haminim Alolo Tam Obo. In other words, the Gemara is bothered by a question according to the tradition that says that the man could taste like anything. So then why would they complain about the Kishuv Avatichim? So one answer is that it didn't taste like some translate Kishuv as cucumbers. Avatichim in modern Hebrew means melons. V'chado amartan kol aminim tamo tamon umamashon. V'alolu tamon v'lo mamashon. There's beautiful things in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world that we don't even realize. The beautiful part of food is also its texture. And the texture, the man did not have. The Gemara continues discussing the man. V'amon kizeragad lovon. The man is described as like a white seed. What does that mean? Amar Abiyasi. Ogul kigida. It was round, like something called a gida. I'm not sure what that is. V'lovan k'margolios, and it was white as a pearl. Tani nami hachi, we also learned. God shadom ozer pishton b'givolim. It was similar to flax when it's inside of the stalk. Acher mom, God shadom lahagoda shemosheches libo shaladam. Just like stories drag the heart of a person, kamayim, so too is the word God. Why was the man? Why the word God? The reason the word God is used is from the Lashon of Magid. Magid. Tanya Yidach, God, Shemagid Lem LeYisrael. They would tell Klal Yisrael, Iben Tisha LeRishon, V'Iben Shiva LeAchron. Whether a child that was born to a woman whose husband had died but remarried, whether the child was 9 months from the first husband, and she had been pregnant with him 9 months, or is from the second husband, and 7 months. Why? Because the man would show up based on the amount of people that were born to the man of that house. So that revealed how many people really were from that house. And therefore, Lavan refers to Shemal bin Avonosein Shal Yisrael. If, God forbid, she had been Mizaneh, it would cleanse the sins of Klal Yisrael. Here, the Mefarshim learn that it's a new thing, and that is, it would cleanse the sins of Klal Yisrael because Klal Yisrael would never know what's going to be with their food for the next day, and they would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yarmak, Kishem Shah Navi Yoyi Magalam Yisrael Masha Bechurin, Umasha Bestukin, just like the Navi would say what was in the holes, in other words, what were the hidden things, Kach Hamon Magalam Yisrael Masha Bechurin Masha Bestukin, Ketzat Shnaim Shabo Lefnei Moshe Ledin, Ze Omer Avdi Ganafta Ze Omer Atom Echartali. They argued whether a slave belonged to one of them or the other. Amle Meishel Biker Mishpat. He said, tomorrow we will have the judgment. Lemachar im nimtza omro bebeis rabo rishon beyadua shezeh ganvo. If the omer of the man was found by the seller who claims he had never sold it, so then that shows that the other one was a ganif. Im nimtza omro bebeis rabo shein beyadua shezeh machrolo. Then we know that he had bought it. V'chein v'ish v'isha. So to a man and woman shabal lefnei Moshel Adin. Ze omer he sarcha lai. One said that she left me. In other words, that she went to her father's house, and I'm not entitled to give her a ksuba. V'yomeres hu sarach alai, and he says no, and she says no, that he left me, and he has to give me a ksuba. I'm le'mayish le'maykem bishpat. L'machar im nimtza omer bebeis baila b'yaduah she sarach alav. If the omer of the man, what for her, was found by her husband's house, the simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that she should really be there. Nimtza omeres bebeis avia b'yaduah she sarach aleha. I must run to learn with the Talmidim, but in Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to pick up later tonight with from 10 lines from the bottom on Ayin Hei Yomid Aleph. The Gemara now continues to discuss the falling of the monk. Siv, Uberedes Hatala Ala Machane Laila Yored Aman Halav. So I continue this afternoon after learning with the Talmidim, come back with you at the Daf Yomi, that the Pasuk says that when the Tal came back down on the Machane, so then the man came atop of it. Uksiv, and the Pasuk also says, V'yotza om lilkot v'loktu dvar yom b'yomo. Siv shatu om v'loktu. Haketzad. So which one is it? The first Pasuk seems to indicate that the man came down in the machane itself. The second Pasuk seems to say that the people went out to collect, that they would go michutz machane. And then the last pasuk says, Shatu am v'loktu. Sounds like they went really far out. Not just outside of the machan, really far. Haketzad. Tzadikim yared al pesach batehem. For tzadikim, the man came down by their doorstep. Beinonim yatsu v'loktu. The Beinonim had to go out and collect. Risham shatu v'loktu. Risham had to go really far. Ksiv. Also, the pasuk says that the man was lechem. And that is from the pasuk says, Lechem min hashemayim. Uksiv, and it also says that about the man, ugos, va'asu also ugos. It also says, uksiv tachanu, and they grounded. So which was it? Was it bread? Was it like something that was baked? Or was it something that they needed to grind? Says the Gemara, ha'ketzah, tzadikim lechem, for tzadikim was like bread. Beinanim for the middle people, ugos. Then it was like some that they needed to bake. Rishon, tachanu berichayim, for Rishon they had to mamish, grind it. Oh, dachu b'modocha. The pasuk says that they were also able to grind it with a grinder. Amar v'yud, amar ravi, temra b'chama berichaninim, melamit shiarlam Yisrael, im hamon tachshite noshim, dover shenidoch b'meducha. Not only did the monk come down, but also, for a woman, something just as important. What was that? Makeup. Ubishul baporur. By the way, some mefarshim point out that it's also perfume that's generally ground. Ubishul baporur. It says they would cook it in the oven. Amar Abichamim Lamech Yarlam Yisrael im Haman Tzike Kedera. That along with the man came spices that they were able to cook it. Notice they were prepared for a pot. The pasuk also says, Vayichum lifnei Moshe is called through Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael Nechas Avos Hakosh Lasois Hasam regards Lechem Mishkan. Vehem, that's where the Gemara begins to quote, Heviu alav od nedava baboker baboker. They brought nedava in the morning. May baboker baboker, Mishmol, Marachmenu, Amyosam. Midavar shiar lehem baboker baboker. Melamit shiardu lehem Yisrael avonim tovos umargolios imamon. That they gave as a donation that which they had received in the morning with the mon. What was that that they could give as a donation for the Mishkan? That they got gems. Pasuk says, "Vahanesiim heviu es avnei Hashem." Tan nesiim mamish. Some learn that nesiim means that the nesiim brought avnei Hashem. V'cheinu omer, and the pasuk says, "Nesiim v'ruach goshem ayin." So the pasuk is not referring to nesiim of Klal Yisrael, the princes, but mamish nesiim. What are mamish nesiim? The clouds themselves, as the pasuk describes in Mishlei Chafhei, refers to the clouds. That's this pasuk. Nesim Bruach Geshem refers to the clouds as Nesim. Pasuk also says in regards to the mon, as we continue four lines from the bottom, Manayin Heim and Aleph, V'hoyetam O'kitam L'shad Hashomen, and its taste was like Shad of Shemen. What's that? Amar Rabbi Yavo, Mashad, Zatinok Toim Bo Kamatamin. Just like a child, when you give him a kiss, you get the taste of the different foods that he ate because it's sitting on his cheek. So too, Afaman calls man she saw loichlan as a matzah ba kam tam. They found many different tastes. Ika da amri lashed mamish mashed ze mishapech lekama gvanim. Just like when it comes to a shade that's literally a demon, it changes its shape and its form and its color. Afaman mishapech lekama tam would change to many different tastes. Two lines on the bottom. Vayoyimim Moshe in regards to the mom that says Hashem lochem be'erev. Basar lecho v'lechem aboker l'svoa. Moshe describes that Kodesh Baruch Hu took care of them in the midbar. Now, but how did he take care of them? Giving them meat and bread. Tam Yishrei Yishrei Mekarcha Basar in regards to bread that they asked, that they said Zachar nu es hadog. They said they remembered that which they had in the past. Basar shalu shalo kahogin, nitlam shalo kahogin. What they got from meat was not good in the end for them, and that was because they asked shalo kahogin. And the Gemara continues on Talmud Beis, lechem shalu kahogin, but the bread, that was appropriate for them to ask. Nitim lehem kahogin. Of course, we know the story of the Slav that it brought with it, that when they asked for bread, they had the birds that did come down and were given to them, but ultimately a terrible magefa. However, it came to lechem, so there, that's the mon. Mikan limda Torah derech eretz. From here, we learn derech eretz lo yachal adam basar ela belayla, that a person should only eat meat at night. In other words, they shouldn't have asked for bread, for meat at night. Asks the Gemara, v'amar abai b'din abai, you say, hay madis le seduse lo lechal ela biyoma. The Abaye says, if you have a meal, you should eat it during the day. Answers the Gemara, Ke'en yamama kamrinan. Abaye doesn't mean the day mamish, but rather he should eat it as if it's day, in other words, in light. But it's supposed to take place, no pun intended, at night. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, b'tchilo Yisrael doim l'kitar negoylim. Originally, Klal Yisrael was like chickens. Sheminakrim ba'ashpa. Like they were pecking away at the in their chicken coop. In other words, they were picking at food at all time. Achabah Moshe v'kovalem zman suda, till Moshe Rabbeinu came along and was koveyeh for them to eat baboker uba'erev. As the pasuk that we just read says, Vayoyimer Moshe, b'seis Hashem lechem, ba'erev basar, v'lechem baboker. From that pasuk we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was koveyeh zman suda for us. The Gemara continues to quote more psukim in regards to the slav and the mon. 10 lines on top of 9 him. Basar edenu ben shineim. The pasuk describes that after we ate the slav, the meat was still in our teeth. Uksiv. And the pasuk also says, ad chodesh yamim, that the slav was given for us for a month. Now, the moment the slav was between their teeth, they began to die. So, how could that be that it then continued for a month? Hakesad. Beinanim la'alter. Mesu. The Beinanim died immediately. Rishoyim mitzdarim v'holchanat chodesh. Rishoyim, they were in pain for a month and only died then. At chodesh yamim. The pasuk described that Bnei Yisrael were so eager and so excited about the slav. Hayishtichu lahem shatoach svilas machane. They made piles and piles around Machne Yisrael of the slav. Amar Reish Lakish al tishku vayishtichu ela vayishchetu. Milamich in ischayvu sonen shal Yisrael shchita. The pasuk should be read that they were chayv shchita. In other words, klal Yisrael was ultimately chayv shchita al yidei sonehen. The pasuk also says shatoach tanim mishmei derabbi Yishua bekarach al tikvi shatoach el shchot. Milamich yarlem li Yisrael im haman dover shaton shchita. A totally different explanation is to say that what along that which came with the man was the slav that required shchita. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, v'chimikana talamad? Do you learn that from here? V'alok v'anemar. But doesn't the pasuk already say, v'yamter aleim ka'afar sha'ar u'chichol yamim of kanaf? So number one, we see that the slav is considered of kanaf. V'tanya, and we learned, Rebbe Omer, v'zavachta kasher tzivisichem lamishin stavim reishal veshet v'alkana. Arov echabof, arov shnaim bebehema. So we see that there was a tzivoy for shchita on an oaf. So it can't be the pshat that we had said that what came along was a dover shetan shchuta, that is the slav along with the man. Elamatam lama shetuach melamed sheyored lahem mashtichin mashtichin. It's coming to teach us something else, and that is that the slav was like carpet on the ground when it came down. The Gemara continues, Darshan Psukim, Ksiv Lechem, in regards to the man, it's considered Lechem. Pasuk describes it Lechem, as well as Ksiv Shemnu, Ksiv Dvash, it also describes Dvash. All these three things, bread, oil, and honey. Amr Reb Yoisi, Reb Chanina, Lina'arim Lechem, to the young ones, it tastes like bread, Lizkanim Shemen, to elderly people, oil, Litinokos Dvash, to little kids, like honey and candy. Kaviyachol, Ksiv, Slav, in regards to Slav, it's described as slav, though, with a letter that could also be read as a shin. However, rekarinan slav, yet we read it slav. Amar Rebbe Chanina, why is it written with the shin? Chanin, tzadikim, oichlan oisa b'shalva. The tzadikim eat it in peace. In other words, with a shin. That refers to the shin. The shin is the shalva. Rishayim oichlan oisa v'domlen kisiluyim, but the Rishayim ate it, and it tasted like thorns to them. The Gemara says something else about the slav. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava. Arba minei slav hein. There are four different types of slav. Elu hein. And these are what the four are. Sichli, bekivli, ufasioni, uslav. Malia dekula, the best of them, is called sichli. Gria dekula, the worst of them, is called slav. Vahavikitsi parta, and it grows like, and it's like a bird. Umosvina la betanura, and it's placed in an oven. Vitofach, and because it is so fat, it blows up. Vahavi molitan, and the oven becomes full with it. Umaskina lea tresa rifti. And afterwards, you put it on 13 loaves of bread. Vachrona ena necheles, and the last one is so saturated with fat that it can't be eaten alone. El al yidei teruvas, only with a mixture. Gemara continues discussing the Amoraim's positions about the slav that came down from Mishmaim. Rabbi Yehuda Mishtakech Le Beidone. Rabbi Yehuda also had this experience where he had slav come down from the Shemaim between his barrels. Rav Chizda Mishtakech Le Beitzivi. So Gemara is claiming that in the Amoraim there was also a phenomenon of slav. Rav Chizda found them between his wood. Rav Maisa Arise Kol Yom. The worker for Rava would bring it for him every day. Yom echad lo aisa. One day he didn't came. Amar mayhi. Rava asked what was going on. Salik ligra shmai linuka. Rava went up to the roof and heard a kid. Dika amar shamati vatirgas bitni. The pasuk in Chabakuk says that I've heard a bad thing and my stomach became upset. So amar shmamina. Rava said we hear from this, and as he conferred nach nafshei der chizda. Ubedil Rabba Achel Talmida, and the whole schus that I was getting, the food was beschus my Rebbe. And once Rav Chizda, Rava's Rebbe, passed away, he was no longer able to get it. Bar continues Ksiv in regards to the slav atal shichvas hatol. excuse me, in regards to the mon. It says that in regards to the mon, there was a tal on the ground. Uksiv beredes hatal. Amar b'yosir chenina. Tal milamalav, tal milamata. V'dom ekemushinach b'kufsa. There was tal above it and tal below it, and it was as if it was sitting in a box. The pasuk also describes as dak michuspas. What's this meaning? Michuspas amar shlokish davar shenimuach al pisas hayad. It was something that melts in the hand. Rabbi Yochanan Amar davar shenivbla b'masayim v'arba v'arba v'shmonei varim. It would become absorbed into the 248 limbs of a person. Mechaspes tuvahavi. But how do you read that into the gematria of michuspas? In other words, he understood that it was absorbed into the michuspas, but michuspas is a lot more. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak michuspas ksiv. It's written michuspas. Chaser without a vav. And taka, mechuspas, without a vav, is 248. Tana Rabbanan and the Gemara continues, how to do in Tehillim? Does David HaMelech describe in Tehillim Ayin Ches? How does he describe the man? Lechem Abirim. It's referred to Lechem Abirim Ochal Ish. What is Lechem Abirim? What exactly is the meaning behind Abirim? Abirim means strong ones. Abir Yaakov, for example. Shemalachei Asharis Ochlenosa. It's the food of angels. The Rebbe Kiva. Kshnemer Dvarim Lefrem Shua Amlem Tzu V'u Amar Le'akiva. Go tell to Akiva, Akiva to Isa. V'chimalachei Asharis Ochlen Lechem. Angels don't eat. V'alo Kvar Nemar Meshu Rabbeinu said Lechem Lo Yechal Tevil. U'mayim Lo Shesisi. I didn't eat bread nor drink water. Elman Yimikayim. Abirim, what does it mean? Abirim, like we said above, lechem shenivlo b'masayim v'arboim shmona u'shmonei varim, that it was a food that was absorbed in 248 limbs. Elama ani mekayim. So then what does the pasuk mean? V'yasei tiye lecha al zeinecha, that the pasuk tells us that your excrement you're supposed to cover, but if they're eating man, and the man absorbed into their limbs, that means they didn't go to the bathroom. So the answer to that is Hayase, what's the need for the Yase? Dvarim, Shatagre Umosol Machunoslan. There was still a little bit of food, over the counter food that they would buy, and that they would have to go to the bathroom for. Bezer Hashem, we will stop. Daf Ayin Hey over here. I now have to run to our night kolo, where Baruch Hashem, I'm able to learn with professionals who are Koveya Itim Betorah Balaila, and we'll stop over here. 10 lines from the bottom on Daf Ayin Hey in the base, and I hope, Bezer Hashem, to pick up with you on Daf Ayin Vav as we continue the march through the Daf Yomi in Perek Yom HaKippurim, which goes on for quite a while, but eventually we're going to get back to the halachas of Yom HaKippurim. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Hey in Mesechus Yuma.